Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to work through the book of Ecclesiastes, a fascinating book written by Solomon. And Solomon tells us throughout the book that life is temporary. Every endeavor is fleeting. He laments this throughout the entire book of Ecclesiastes. Life, he says, is like a breath, a vapor, like the fading smoke of what used to be a burning flame. Death marks a bold period at the end of life's sentence. Good things, noble things, are in constant change. Time causes families who filled up a whole row in church take up fewer and fewer seats until finally a widow sits alone. Impactful careers end. Businesses close their doors and are sold to the highest bidder. Places of worship where people once lifted hands in praise are turned into breweries or apartments or office buildings. A friend of mine often asks me, show me a church that is over 100 years old and still making a significant impact for Jesus. I have no doubt there may be a few, but his point is that life and the things of life, even good things, are temporary. But things are different for those who love Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3:14 says, I perceived that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. The work of God and the work of God in our lives endures forever. We were made for bigger and better things than this life. Think about that. We were made for bigger and better things than this life. The eternal God has placed eternity in our hearts, and when we fear him, when our desire is to love and honor him, we are living for eternity. Things on this earth end, leaving disappointment and sadness and grief, and we experience those things. But eternal things never end, providing contentment and meaning and joy today and forever. As we close, just take some time to contemplate the short span of life, just a few seconds. Thank God that he made you for eternity. You're going to live forever. Now, ask God to help you refocus your life on things that count for eternity. We'll end our time together, but you can keep praying. Father, help me to fear you, help me to honor you and love you with my time here on earth as I move toward eternity. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.